G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode 33 of the Cycle Smooth podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions at all you'd like to submit through to the show, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. You know, just makes me feel loved, cared about, needed, wanted, all that good stuff. And more importantly, I just like helping. So jump on through. And today's question comes from Christine. Any advice on a beginner cyclist? I'm 33 years old and will be getting a used bike next week. Last time I rode a bike was before I got a car license. A few things here. Skills pays the bills. I'm a true believer that when you first start, just take it really easy. Go to an empty car park or something like that, and just, if you can, get some cones and just mark out little twirly things and just get used to moving around. I'll actually take that back a step. I suggest you get a bike fit from a bike shop by someone who knows what they're doing. That would be the first thing. Don't just go, "Oh, I'm just going to get Bob up the road to fit me because he rides bikes." That's not the best way. I'll leave it at that. But I will say, you want to just focus a little bit on skills. Just do that for a couple of times. Get used to the bike. See how it handles. Make sure you're comfortable, and then you just slowly but surely add on to the road. If it's been a while since you've ridden on the road with cars whizzing past, you want to get used to that. So just start off with a nice quiet street. Eventually, maybe give yourself a timeline of a month of riding by yourself and just getting used to the bike, getting used to riding in Lycra and buying new female to cycling. You might want to buy some Vaseline just to be on the safe side. And for any, just on a side note, for females, a little side tip, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show or not, if you're doing a long ride or 100 miler or something, put a big hunk of Vaseline underneath your bike seat. Just dab that bad boy under there and just leave it there. It's best to have it there and not need it than need it and not have it. You don't want to be getting 60 miles into your 100 mile bike ride and go, "God, I could really, really do with some Vaseline about now." So, and then all of a sudden it's there. But anyway, then you want to just, ideally, if you're happy riding solo, ride solo. But if you want to jump into a group, I would probably recommend going to your local bike shop, seeing what's about, asking, is there a local dad's army around? The dad's armies are the best just to start off with, even if you only ever do one ride with them. They generally move at a much slower rate. They're generally a good bunch of people, and they're willing to help. They just love helping. So, and you'll probably learn a lot from them. So, and I'll give you a bit of an example. My son, he's almost 10 years old and he loves cycling, but I'm very careful on where he cycles. It's never any, we go for a drive out to the country and he'll ride there. I was telling him probably next year sometime we'll start it, slowly introducing him into riding in the cycle group. And so the plan is to start him off in the local dad's army. In where I live, it's 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And we're just going to go there. I'm going to say, look, he's a newie to this, obviously. Look, it's only, small. We're just going to hang on the back. We're not going to go through. We're just going to sit on the back and see how he goes. And then maybe next time we'll go through. And that's what you do. You just go there, say, "Look, I'm really new to cycling. Do you mind if I just stay at the back?" And you'll probably get one of the old, the old timers or whatever. Just go, "Oh, yeah, I'll hang back with you and, just chat," and they'll just stay back and make sure you're right and safe. And then maybe the next time, when you're feeling comfortable, you go through the bunch. And then once you get to the point where you're thinking, "Geez, they're moving ridiculously slow. This is like a beach holiday. I'd rather be in bed." That's when it's time to look for a new bike route that moves a lot faster. But yeah, bike fit, skills, miles, they're the three main things. All the best. If you have any other questions as you're going, send me through an email, tim@cyclesmooth.com, or jump on the website, cyclesmooth.com. Till next episode, hooroo.